live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The King stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All right, Wes. Buffalo Trace makes more of the allocated brands of bourbon than any other producer.
Yep.
But which of their products come out on top in a blind?
Knob Creek.
If you want to find out, then stick around.
All right, but before we get into this Buffalo Trace goodness here, Randy, we've got to take a moment and thank the patrons who made this blind possible. This blind is brought to you by our faithful patrons. Those names you see on the screen right now are the top contributors. They are the MVPs. They are the reason that we're here filming today, and we can't thank them enough. They believe in the mission of the show. They love what we're doing, and so they partner with us. And if you want to know how you can partner with us through our Patreon, stick around to the end of the video. We'll have all that information for you.
Yes. So background on this one. Recently, I tried a few bottles blind, and the results surprised me a little bit.
Okay.
And that got me to wondering if my perception of Buffalo Trace products would hold up in a blind.
Okay. All right.
And so my idea was, let's do kind of their middle tier products, right? Because, you know, Buffalo Trace makes like the Van Winkle collection and Buffalo Trace Antique collection.
Oh, man, there's no Van Winkles in here?
So we're going to leave those out. Okay. And we're not going to do like the super easy to find ones like Weller Special Reserve or Benchmark or the Sazerac Rye.
Okay, middle of the line.
So the ones that are going to be in our lineup are Blanton's.
Okay.
H. Taylor Small Batch, Weller 12 Year.
Okay.
Eagle Rare, and the regular Buffalo Trace bourbon.
All right.
And so all of these are going to be between 90 and 100 proof.
Okay, I was going to say, not a big proof range either, so.
Yeah, and and most of them are kind of in the middle of the range of prices. I think, you know, somewhere as low as $30 up to about $60, $70, something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
In there. So what I thought would be fun is of those whiskeys, Blanton's, H. Taylor, Weller 12, Eagle Rare, and Buffalo Trace, what order do you think you will rank them in?
Ooh, man.
Because we're gonna test ourselves.
Okay. I would probably guess that I will go with the E.H. Taylor in the number one hole.
Okay.
Then probably followed up with, I'm going to go Blanton's, Weller 12, Buffalo Trace, and Eagle Rare.
Okay. I'm going to be a little different than you.
Okay.
I don't know whether or not I'll pick Blanton's or E.H. Taylor in first place. My guess is E.H. Taylor will be one.
Okay.
Blanton's will be two.
Okay. So far we're tracking.
I think that Buffalo Trace will be three for me.
Ooh, okay.
I think Eagle Rare will be four. Mm-hmm. And I think Weller 12 will be fifth place.
Yeah.
That is my prediction.
If I were to say in this list, looking at these names here, I would say the Weller 12, in my opinion, is the more overhyped in terms of like kind of the harder to get out of these few. Mm-hmm. I think Blanton's is right there, but Blanton's seems to be a little easier to find for people. So I think that Weller 12 is overhyped for what it is. I'm kind of hoping I don't pick it number one.
Yeah.
That would kind of be a bummer.
And listen, it could happen. Yeah. You know, first off, you know, you'll see people talking negatively about some of these bottles. They're all great bourbon. There's a reason why they're popular.
Sure. Yeah.
Quality price ratio is typically there with all of these whiskeys. But Blanton's is a 6-year product. Mm-hmm. H. Taylor is a 6 to 8 year product. Weller 12 is obviously 12. Eagle Rare is 10. And Buffalo Trace is probably also in that 6-year, 7-year range, something like that.
Okay.
The Blanton's is its own mash bill, mash bill 2. H. Taylor, Eagle Rare, and Buffalo Trace are all mash bill 1.
Okay.
And Weller 12 is the only wheated bourbon mash bill representative that we have in here, because if we did any of the others, it would either be too rare or too high in proof, or
yeah, we would both pick the
OWA. If it was in, yeah, or if I had put in benchmark, I'd love that. If I put OWA at 107, yeah, it'd blow these out of the water for those extra 7 proof points. Do a lot for the flavor. So, what do you say we taste them up and see how wrong we were?
Kind of nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
This is my first Buffalo Trace lineup blind tasting with these particular offerings.
So yeah,
this is kind of exciting.
There's a very good chance we're going to look foolish.
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell that most,
dude, I swear that she put the same whiskey in some of these glasses.
I know, that's what I was about to say. I think since several of these, most of them came from the same mash bill, they taste so much the same that you're really kind of splitting hairs at this point. All right, I'm not going to try to analyze it too much. I'm just going to go with my gut reaction. And I'm going to look like a fool, but I don't care.
Okay. You got your order?
Yes. These were so incredibly close.
This was hard. One was one for me.
Same for me.
Two was four for me.
Third for me.
Three was second for me. And that's fifth for you.
Fifth for me, yeah.
Okay. Four was third for me.
Fourth.
And five was fifth for me.
Second.
Okay.
Let's pull the bottles out and see.
Welcome back to Pretentious Whiskey Reviews. Today, we're evaluating the 1982 Pappy Van Winkle. Ooh. I'm detecting a hint of Bolivian virgin tears and East Indian, no, West Indian grasses.
Y'all, you don't need all that crap. All you need is an American Whiskey Aroma Kit from bourbonrolltalk.com. Developing your palate is a learned skill. Over time, you can train your taste buds without being a douchebag. Get yours today at bourbonrolltalk.com.
I'm also getting Indian nutmeg. Uh-oh.
Okay, second on mine. All right.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we both predicted the
H. Taylor would be number one, and we both got that right.
Yes.
I predicted that Weller 12 would be fifth place for me, and it was fourth.
I predicted it would be third place for me, and it was third.
Nuh-uh. Look at you.
I think I did, yeah.
Okay.
I have to rewind it back to see, but I'm pretty sure I said that would be third.
I predicted Buffalo Trace would be what I say, third place for me.
Live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The king stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Yet Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Yep.
And it was second.
I predicted, I've got, so the only thing I messed up were the Buffalo Trace and the E.H. Taylor, or the
Eagle
ER.
Rare.
I flip-flopped them. I thought Buffalo Trace would beat it out, and today it didn't. It's my last place.
Your last place, okay. Yeah. Eagle Rare, I predicted, would be fourth place for me, and it was third.
Yeah, I predicted it fifth, and it was fourth.
Okay, and...
I think I did. I don't even remember.
I predicted Buffalo Trace would be second place for me.
The Blantons.
Or Blantons would be second place for me, and it was fifth.
I predicted second, and it was second.
Okay.
Wow.
I wonder what is wrong with my palate today.
Well, because we've consumed a little, quite a bit of whiskey so far.
Yeah, I just...
And this was so hard because all the, like you said in the beginning, four out of the five of these are the same mash bill. And
or
so,
three out of the five.
Three out of five are the same mash bill, and so yeah. It is.
I can't believe that I put Blanton's in fifth place.
I know.
That's a sad day. It just goes to show.
Any given day. Pretty impressed. I mean, I missed two. I think I don't even know. I'm gonna rewind this. I'm gonna put what we predicted.
What
on the
we predicted, yes.
So I know, but I mean, that was pretty. I just wanted to go with my gut. That's why I told Randy when we were doing the tasting. Is like, listen. My tendency is to try, if I know what the options are, to try to find them.
Yeah.
And that's not a great way to do a blind. And so that sometimes that can get you in trouble.
Yeah. If we had done this with three mm-hmm. instead of five, I definitely wouldn't have been able to keep my mind from thinking about right. which was which.
Right.
But with five and three of which being the same mash bill, it confused my palate enough to just go, you know what, let's rank them.
Yeah,
you know,
let's just stop. Yeah.
You know. But there was no question. But what surprises me is how strong the Buffalo Trace nose came across, which you ranked that last place for you.
Yeah.
But when I went through and I smelled them, I immediately knew that the E.H. Taylor was in the first position. But the nose stuck out so much on number three that I thought that it might have been the Blantons because. it has a few extra proof points and whatnot, but it just goes to show, you know, 1.5% difference in alcohol between the 93 and the 90. You know, there's a whole lot more that plays into that bourbon experience. So what do you feel like you've learned from this, if anything?
Well, number one, I've learned not to wash my hands with Lindsay's famous hand washing soap before, because every time I brought a glass up to my nose, all I smelled was that beautiful soap that she makes. But what I've learned from this is that to trust your palate, right? To trust it, like, and not to get to thinking when you're doing a blind. Don't get to thinking, okay, I think this is that one. I think this is that one. Just do what you are tasting. Like, go with what you where your palate's going, because that's kind of how I ended up where I thought I would end up, roughly. And so, I mean, what I also figured out is that all of these are really dang good.
Yeah, that's probably the summary of what I learned. We talked a little bit about the different ages, and sometimes with age, whiskey will lose some of the fruit characteristics and pick up more of the barrel flavors. And some people's palates just don't skew that way. And that's okay. It's perfectly fine to like Buffalo Trace more than you like Eagle Rare, even though they're the same proof point and they're the same liquid. They're just different ages. And I personally prefer more of the bright, you know, fruity floral notes of a slightly younger bourbon. And that certainly played out in this instance. I did rate the Eagle Rare above, or the Buffalo Trace above the Eagle Rare, which I predicted. The big shocker for me was that Blanton's came in last place.
Yeah, fell to the bottom,
yeah.
And not last place by a mile either. I mean, these were all
really close.
So I was really kind of splitting hairs there at the end. But I'm surprised that I was relatively close to what I thought where I would be. And I've had each of these enough to obviously kind of, in my mind, know where I like. But it's always interesting to do it blind because you really don't
know. You really don't know. Yeah. All right. So what do you think we should give away?
I mean, I think we should recreate this blind for somebody else, right?
I like
that.
That
makes
sense.
I mean, you've probably got more.
I got another well here. 12
another
up
well
there.
12 somewhere.
And I have one on the way that I won in the charity.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I think we should do this for maybe 5 winners.
Yeah. Let's do 5 1-ounce blind sample packs. You're going to get a Blanton, C.H. Taylor Small Batch, Weller 12, Eagle Rare, and Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
And after you've done your tasting, there'll be a little cheat sheet in there that you can open up, and you can see how you ranked these guys.
Don't cheat before.
It makes it no fun.
Yeah. And as always, we ask, if you do this and you really enjoyed the blind, if you're the winner, come back to this episode and jump in the comments and let everybody know what you thought and where you ended up.
Or throw it in Bourbon Real Talk community too. That starts a nice discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to get in on this one and do the same thing we just did, it's really easy. All you need to do is like the video here, you subscribe to the channel, and you make sure you ring the bell for notifications, because that's going to let you know of future episodes. And we do a giveaway on every episode. And so get yourself some free whiskey by ringing the bell and staying in the loop on when we release an episode. Also, you fill out the web form that's in the description below, just your basic contact info so that we can not only run the randomizer with it, but if you are a winner, we can get you your samples absolutely free. So check that out as well.
And if you like this content and you want to support the channel, we have 3 different ways. There's Patreon with a lot of different member benefits and a wide variety of price points. We have our merch at bourbonrealtalk.com. Tons of awesome things out there, plus customizable, you know, glasses, storage boxes, and all types of other things are coming. And then I am a residential real estate agent in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. That's how I support my life. And if you need real estate services in either of those markets, we'd love to hear from you. We do give epic bottles away as closing gifts.
Yeah.
And you can find links for all 3 ways to support the channel in the video description below on YouTube. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel and you want to know kind of what we're all about, it's not just about whiskey education and history. It's also mostly about people, because whiskey brings people together. And that's a personal mission of mine, because I lost a loved one to suicide who was struggling with his social connections. And I thought, maybe if I can get you connected to whiskey, whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. So we started this channel, but we did need a way for you all to meet each other. And so we looked at some whiskey forums out there, and there was a lot of negativity that included some people we call trolls that show hate to strangers online. kind of take the fun out of it. And often they become the most dominant voices in these forums. And they taught us two things. One, we needed to have a forum where the dominant voices were positive. So we created Bourbon Real Talk Community, and it is now one of the world's largest American whiskey focused social enthusiast groups. And we're pretty proud of that. It's been so successful, and there's so much connection in there. We were able to start a suicide prevention and intervention nonprofit called livestayproject.org. But the other thing that we did learn from those trolls is that if they can hate a stranger online, we can love a stranger online. And that's why we end every episode the same way. And that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The king stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.